Been a bit of a weird one, really. I've been here. I feel like I was born in this place.
You've spawned out of here.
I got out of bed, came here, and it's basically the end of the day.
Yeah.
And I'm just a bit confused by it. We have 31 minutes left of the show, my allotted 4-hour sentence. and we've got a show that's 30 minutes long. So with that, let's press play. In the background, you'll hear a song called Baba Yetta. My mum has a teddy bear called Bubba, which is her favourite teddy bear.
Oh, really?
So I thought, I'm going to do a show about teddy bears because it was World Teddy Bear Day yesterday. I was just forced to do a show last minute. And
this is the outcome.
And you know what? I just went to Twitter and just thought, I'll just take any old shite. And there it was. There was a furry paw thrust in my hand.
Who? No one can deny they haven't got a special place for a teddy bear.
Yeah, but I mean, it might not be a very nice place.
Well, you know what I mean? No one's above it. Do you know what I mean? Who's above having a teddy bear when you're a kid? Not as an adult.
I like to think that... But I don't think this show really, apart from the first few songs, really typify the essence of teddy bears, really.
What is the essence of teddy bears, though? It's a good question.
Stuffing, I guess.
Stuffing, oh yeah. And a vacant and look
and
in their eye.
I've made it teddy bears and toys.
A glassy stare. Baby, let me be your loving teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be,
oh, let him be your
teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as I want to be your teddy bear, put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't want to be your tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Cause I wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be your teddy bear.
I just wanna be.
Of course, Little Richard. We're going to have the John Lennon version, but...
You can't beat Little Richard, can you?
Can't beat Little Richard.
Even John Lennon can't beat that.
He's pointless, he's dead now.
Ready to rock and roll all the flat top cats and our dungaree dogs. I headed for the gym to the side con ball. The jumps are really jumping, the cats are going wild. The music really sent my dick's green style. I'm ready. Ready, ready, ready. I'm
the right. Gonna rock and roll till the early, early night. I'm ready, ready, ready.
So it turns out, newsflash, Richard Little is actually alive.
Richard Little is still alive.
Yeah.
So, did he write for the Daily Mail or something? Richard Little.
Anyway, next one is Louis XV, paper doll. I had to get some dolls in there, really, to be fair.
Yeah.
I was going to have a living doll, Cliff, but it seemed inappropriate.
He's been, his name's besmirched now, isn't it, by the BBC?
Technically, he's innocent. This isn't actually necessarily about bears or toys for that matter. It's called Mr. Young Stuffed, and I was just thinking that, you know, if it's stuffed, it may be
get stuffed. Yeah,
maybe an animal, playful animal.
Always reminds me of Super Ted. I had a teddy bear of him.
Super Ted.
Remember Super reference. Ted?
Yeah, really good. Really, vitamin tablets.
Yeah. Super tasted Ted. Delicious.
Super Ted vitamin tablets. Big,
yeah. Yeah, cheers, Super
like,
Ted.
Is that like a crusty, sort of crusty pill?
Yeah. May contain razor blades or something.
But even though this isn't actually directly about toys, it carries the essence of playfulness of toys, I think. It's Man-Man. I squeeze into
Man-Man? I don't know Man-Man.
I've played it quite a lot. It's always, they're a kind of modern Zappa-esque.
Are they modern or are they post-punk?
Modern.
Oh, right.
This is off to a medieval banquet.
Yeah, there's a few of us get together every, what is it, first Saturday of the month.
For a medieval banquet?
Yeah, well, you know, sort of passionate about days gone by.
In history.
Are you a knight or a squire?
I am a musketeer, thank you very much. Cheers.
The next one, I'm going to pause because I think it's important that you get the start of it. It's about cars, but not the cartoon cars. But I just figure it's almost told from, even though it is, when you listen to it, it's not actually of a kid talking about it, but it sounds like a kid's imagination of like going like racing a couple of Matchbox.
Right. Yeah, we've all been there. I love that. I love cars.
That's good.
You can't even drive.
Doesn't stop me loving them. Doesn't stop me chasing them. All right.
While riding in my Cadillac, what to my surprise, a little Nash Rambler was following me about 1/3 my size. The guy must have wanted to pass me out as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, beep. Beep, beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. I pushed my foot down to the floor to give the guy the shake. But the little Nash Rambler stayed right behind. He still had on his brake. He must have thought his car had more guts as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. My car went into passing gear and we took off with Gus. Soon we were doing 90, must have left him in the dust. When I peeked in the mirror of my car, I couldn't believe my eyes. The little Nash Rambler was right behind. I think that guy could fly. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 110. This certainly was a race. For a Rambler to pass a caddy would be a big disgrace. The guy must have wanted to pass me out as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His arm went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 120 as fast as I could go. The Rambler pulled alongside of me as if we're going slow. The fella rolled down his window and yelled for me to hear. Hey, buddy, how can I get this car out of second gear?
This is Cecile and Deli Rank's Teddy Bear. I'm not convinced they're talking about actual teddy bears. I think you have to listen to the lyrics.
Ooh.
And,
this ain't PG-13 anymore, is it?
Yep. Sorry, Mum. Once you get a peek, you wanna touch it everywhere. Can I tell you something, dear? Got a secret I can share. Bet I can let you put it in and watch it disappear. Cause my kitty, kitty. Come on, give me that. Okay, by my neck, put a hickey, hickey. Cherry day, I feel picky, picky. Just to give me no quickie, quickie, quickie. Cause I got something here, fluffy like a teddy bear. Once you get a peek, you wanna touch it everywhere. Can I tell you something, dear? Got a secret I can share. Bet I can let you put it in and watch it disappear. You know you wanna put it, make them crawl on me, you see. I love how they're like kind of editing out rude words when it's pretty filthy as it stands.
Yeah, I mean, just I can't even think of an analogy. What's an analogy for putting a plaster on a broken leg? Does that even work?
Yeah, yeah. That'll work.
It's about.
The next one's an Irish political song, which I found. Talk about teddy bears, obviously. Well, I'll let you listen to it.
Here's up the rebels. Get back our teddy's head.
Our face and tail are all our own, but our brains are for the lad.
On the outskirts of Europe, being Atlantic so fair, there's a country called Owl Ireland that looks like a teddy bear. It's an island that's split in two with the bother in our head. Our face and tail are all our own, but our brains are foreign lead.
So it's here's up the rebels, get back our teddy's head. Our face and tail are all our own, but our brains are foreign lead.
Her face is o'er in Donegal, her brains are in Belfast. Her arms outstretch in Galway far, to friends that do go past. Her hair is on the north coast, in Derry and from down. I'm sure this head will be better off without the bloody crown.
So it's here's up the rebels, get back our teddy's head. Our face and tail are all our own, but our brains are foreign lead.
Her backbone's on the east coast, from Dublin to Dundalk. Her legs and feet in Kerry have shoes that never walked. Her backside's from Cork to Wexford, her heart is in Midlands. We're facing towards America with our ass to England.
So it's here's up the rebels, get back our teddy's head. Her face and tail are all our own, but her brains are foreign lead.
On the outskirts of Europe, being Atlantic so dear, there's a country called Owl Ireland that looks like a teddy bear. It's an island that's split in two with a bother in our head. Our face and tail are all our own, but our brains are foreign lead.
So it's here's up the rebels, get back our teddy's head. Our face and tail are all our own, but our brains are foreign lead.
This guy was talking about Phil Spector, who
must have produced this.
Must have produced this, and does look like a weird, scary teddy bear.
Terrifying teddy bear.
Yeah, and I was looking around for Chucky stuff because he is technically a teddy bear.
Yeah, he's got some good niche horror around children's toys. I know Paddy's our resident expert on sort of fetishized horror films.
I tell you what, Goosebumps.
That's true. Yeah. Goosebumps. Oh yeah.
Horrible, yeah. Basically, any kid's toy has become horror now.
Nothing is sacred.
This is Dead Weather, Rocking Horse. Which is also a toy.
easier to do. And then I wrote a nasty letter, and I sent it to the Lord. I said, don't you dare come and bother me no more. Just nods his head, and he's gonna rock back and forth the way that he always did.
One's the Chills, Satin Doll.
Who are the Chills?
Well, I don't really know, but they're an 80s band and good things were said about them. And I think the song is good, but I haven't got into it. Let's give it a couple of moments. I don't want to give it too long, it might be a bit. I think it's all about the drums. More.
It sounds like it's got the ingredients to almost be a good song in the same way, like some sort of like Jesus and Mary Chain song or something.
It's quite 80s lo-fi.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it hasn't got much. It's also a bit of a floppy file. It doesn't really look very like it's got much oomph. The waveform. It's basically just a pale impression of something, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
So
what's,
I'll play
what's,
that.
What's the?
So I thought I'd pop that one. Yeah, I think. Well, no, I think it. I think it might have been their big hit. I think a lot of people were writing really good things about it, but It takes me a little while sometimes with some songs. But
I reckon these were another case of right place, right time. People wanted to like them.
I very late at night, drunk and not listening.
Yeah, well, you know, got their audience.
Maybe they were very cool, and you bought into the look and the vibe
the concept,
of them,
the
music were immaterial. I'm sure there's bands now that where it's the concept, not the music.
Bandula, Fratellis.
I love the look, the aesthetics, tick-ticks, and music don't care about.
I always remember you calling the Monkees Beatles wannabes.
I don't know if I was quite going that far, because the Monkees were great in their own right. I've since learned, perhaps. But they are.
Remember that was that one really dark one?
Mummy and Daddy.
Yeah, it was really dark.
Yeah, it's good. It was cool.
This is
your bag, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
This is all of your toys by them. I'm again yet to be convinced, but I was in a hurry. Quality control.
Once upon a once in a while, it's hard to remember to smile, just like all of your toys. Can't you see I don't want to play, I don't need it. Can't you say you want me to stay, I'll be leaving, just like all of your toys. When all of your playthings someday
So that was our little teddy bear show. I think we're just going to finish up on...
Should we finish with a cuddle?
I hope so.
Skin on skin. Each pick your... I know you've got a teddy bear fan fiction fetish thing you do.
It's just about right on the weekends. Yeah, sure.
do you think this Teddy Boy song was actually about that?
Paul McCartney. Oh, Paul McCartney, Teddy Boy. Yeah. God knows.
Stop hugging.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. It's what got them through those cold Hamburg nights.
Anyway, so this is our flaccid tribute to World Teddy Bear Day.
Speak for yourself.
World Teddy Bear Day. I don't mean to be dismissive of it, because I'm sure it's really important for a lot of people.
I'm sure, yeah, absolutely. It was named after Teddy Roosevelt, of course. You never even touched upon that.
I knew that. I kind of grew up in a teddy bear kind of family.
Oh, you grew up with teddy bears? Raised by teddy bears.
I was raised by stuffed animals. I know all these things, but I'm just yeah.
Oh, look
I'm not
at
a teddy
that.
Bear kind of guy, really.
You're not.
Tops off hugging then?
Oh yeah.
Going back to tops off hugging. Well, it's got to do with anything.
Let's should give it to Paul and let him.
Yeah, go on. Go on, Paul.
See you later, people.
Bye.
See you about a month, no doubt.
This is the story of a boy named Ted, whose mother said Ted be good, he would. She told him tales about his soldier dad, but it made her sad, and she cried, oh my. Ted used to tell her he'd be twice as good, and he knew he could, 'cause in his head he said, "Mama, don't worry, no Teddy Boy's here, taking good care of you. Mama, don't worry, your Teddy Boy's here, Teddy's gonna see you through." Then came the day she found herself a man. Teddy turned and ran far away. Couldn't stand to see his mother in love with another man he didn't.
no, oh no. He found a place where he could settle down, and from time to time, in his head, he said, "Mommy, don't worry about Teddy Boy, he's taking good care of you. Mommy, don't worry, your Teddy Boy, Teddy's gonna see you through." She said, "Teddy, don't worry now, Mommy." Mother said, "Ted, be good.